Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our worship here at Faith. It's good to be back with you this morning. It's good to have all of you with us today. Before we do anything else this morning, and I hope we're to the point when we get to the end of the Shoes for Souls campaign, we're to the point where it's like, I just hope you don't trip over any of them. We've got so many. And you can see, if you look here, it's hard to see from up here because we've actually started lining them on the floor over here. We have them at the base of both the lectern and the pulpit. Our unofficial count at this time is 170 pairs of shoes. And I'll tell you, that's a lot of shoes. Yeah, just a couple years ago, we did something I wasn't sure we would ever do again when we got up to 126 pairs. And here we are at 170. Absolutely amazing. And of course, unfortunately, by the time we helped some of the schools that are asking us the most, we have to divide these shoes between three and sometimes even four schools. So they're far less shoes, but still, divided into even four schools. And you've got still about three and a half dozen pairs of shoes going to different schools. That's going to help some kids. You know, over 40 kids per school. That's a wonderful thing to do. So what we're going to do to begin our service, before I get to anything else, we're going to have just a brief commissioning for all of these shoes. Beloved in the Lord, in His great love for us, the eternal God has taken on human flesh and has joined Himself to His own creation. Heaven and earth are now filled with His glory as He uses the things of this world to bring us His blessing. He truly has made everything beautiful in its time so that we may behold the beauty of the Lord, inquire in His temple, use our hands and feet for going into His service. And indeed, how fitting it is, how great are the feet that carry the good news of salvation to God's people. So it is fitting then that these shoes be sanctified by both word and prayer for use in the Lord's house. And as our help is in the name of the Lord, my friends, let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Your Son is the express image of Your glory so that when we behold Him, we contemplate Your unending mercy. Bless and sanctify these shoes, which will be used on behalf of Your people, as they continue to grow in the nurture and knowledge and love of You. These shoes which are being offered by Your people here in honor of Your only begotten Son, grant that all who are able to use these, made by Your grace, be strengthened in the true faith and be able, with strong legs and feet, to worship You with all that they are and have and do and share through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so may the Lord God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless these shoes and all who will wear them. Amen. Okay, as we begin our announcements this morning, first things first. At the conclusion of our service this morning, and what a special service we have, as you notice, we have a baptism this morning. We don't often have those in worship. But in the not-too-distant future, God willing, we're also going to have a second one. But this will be a little later on in our service for this morning. But after our worship this morning, we have talked before, since we know that as soon as you're done with worship, it's time to go get something to eat. And so we have set aside, there's a special room that at Beef O'Brady's here, just on the other side of the river on Main Street. Good grief, a person here from church could walk to it, if it's not pouring down rain, of course. But it's just right over here. We are going to have a brunch. Everybody kind of helps himself to their own and orders their own food and so forth. But since it's something a lot of us do anyway, we're just going to ask you to join us all over there. The room is big enough for however many of us come over, even if this was not in your plans for this morning. We hope that you can add it under your plans. Just when worship is over, it's going to take me a little while, obviously, before I can get over there, but I'll be over there just as quickly as we can. But we do have a reservation in the name of Faith Lutheran Church and also in my name at the Beef O'Brady's. Again, a special room that has been set aside for us. We hope you'll join us for that. Next Sunday is Promotion Sunday, and which means that even as we're going to be having a Promotion Sunday service in here, Because Faith Factor, they're going to be back with us again starting their season. They will be leading the kids in some of the music next week. They're going to be doing their rehearsal here in the sanctuary next week. And with the pancake breakfast that we have during the education hour, it'll start at 9 o'clock. We're not going to have the movie This Is the Life next week. We will push everything back a week. We promise everybody there's four more This Is the Life's. We'll get through them all before we move on to something else. But we thank you for joining in. So please join us next Sunday at 9 o'clock over in our Christian Life Center for a pancake breakfast that we're going to have in honor of our promotion Sunday for all of our Sunday school kids. And they'll be singing in worship next week, and we've got all kinds of things that are planned as a part of that. We hope that you can join us for that. Just a couple of other things here. We do want to remember the people that have in need of special prayers this week. The Lord has taken from who was a part of our church, Maida Gerken. We got word that she had been granted everlasting life. And we also want to remember Hank Witt and Chris Graves were hospitalized this past week. At the moment, they have both been released. But especially on behalf of Chris, we've got to continue to ask God's people to please be patient. You notice the bulletin is a little different than what you might be used to, but we're just piecing together what we can as best as we can. And it probably didn't help that the pastor was gone all week, but we'll continue to do the best we can now, understanding that the health concerns that face Chris Graves are going to be ongoing for a while. We also want to remember Sarah Childers. She is in the late stages of expecting a child and is going through some difficult times with that. But they're trying to get her to the point where she will be able to deliver a healthy. They already know it's a girl. They've already given her a name. And so we'll continue to keep her and also the little baby girl in our prayers. Also, Harry and Pat Van Ness, we keep them also in our prayers. Our order of service this morning is the Office of Morning Prayer. We begin by calling to mind our baptisms in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord looks down from heaven. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him. Our soul waits for the Lord, for our heart is glad in him. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us. And now I ask you before God who searches the heart, do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God by what you have done and by what you have left undone and deserve his wrath and punishment? If so, then declare by saying, I do confess. I do confess. Indeed, we should confess. For Holy Scripture declares if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Do you heartily repent of all your sins committed in thought, word, and deed? If so, then declare by saying, I do repent. I do repent. Indeed, we should repent, as did the penitent sinners. King David, who prayed for a contrite heart. Peter, who wept bitterly. The sinful woman at the feet of Jesus. The prodigal son, and others. Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all your sins? If so, then declare by saying, I do believe. I do believe. Indeed, we should believe, for Holy Scripture declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Spirit, you will from this time forward take up the battle against sin in your life and live that forgiven life in the light of Christ? If so, then declare by saying, I do promise. I do promise. And as you confess, repent, believe, and promise, so let it be unto you. It is my privilege and joy to announce to you that Jesus has taken away your burdens by his death and resurrection. According to his own command, I called as pastor and servant of the word, declare to you that your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray this prayer together. Loving God, by your word, you call forth everything out of nothing. Grant that we who have been called to new life in Christ Jesus continue to hear and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns in communion and love with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament lesson for the ninth Sunday after Pentecost is written in Genesis chapter 5. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son will be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward the heavens and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson is from Hebrews. The people of God are living by faith. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abram obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as the inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man and him as good as dead were born descendants, as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared for them a city. This is the word of the Lord.
Please stand as a sign of resurrection hope. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide for yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Peace be with you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes, maybe this is a sign I'm starting to age a little bit, but I like to go back and remember how I learned certain Bible passages. And my text for today is one, and I want to go back the way I learned it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And then, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Not long before I was called as pastor here, I was trying to help keep some bills paid. I was working for an organization that took phone calls for Verizon. At the beginning of that time, I was being trained, and the person that did the training was a rather unique individual who wanted to find unique ways to try to, for you to catch on quickly the kinds of things that you needed to know so that when you were actually taking calls from customers, you would, much quicker than a lot of people ordinarily would start learning the things that you needed to know. So there was one day, there were these two very prominent new phones that were getting ready to come out. As you could guess, one was an iPhone, one was a Samsung. And she divided us into four groups. Two groups got the iPhone, two groups, including one of my groups, got the Samsung. And we were given 45 minutes to prepare a presentation, do whatever it is that we wanted to do, but to show somehow that we had learned all the features in that new phone. And, you know, we could do it as well as we wanted to. And the other three groups had kind of set up, they all did the same thing. They set up what was essentially kind of an interview. Okay, tell me about this phone. Well, I don't know. I've always thought a little bit different about these things. And so I took one look at what the challenge was, one look at what the phone was, and instantly I came up with an idea. And I went to the trainer, and I said, would you be able to, with your phone or whatever, just start playing the music from The Price is Right? And she gave me this look, and I said, just do it. When our group's time comes. And sure enough, I set it up where indeed, we set it up like this phone was the feature event of a showcase showdown from The Price is Right. We even had created, one of our people on our team was really creative. She was able to take the sign that you would all recognize that says The Price is Right with that lettering that was just unmistakable. If you have ever seen the sign for that show, except instead of the word price, she put the word phone. The phone is right. And then I went on with a great big card like what the MC always has and starts describing the features. And it can be yours if the phone is right. Now, of course, it was a competition. I don't think there was any, prize, but you could take a good guess who won that little thing of trying to be creative. And you know, they are being creative because that whole thing starts with this little thing where there might be a studio audience full of people, but just a few are going to be given this challenge. And they're going to be told at the beginning of the show, come on down! And how exciting that is when you are the individual who is one of the people that is called, who is told that, yes, indeed, come on down. And you can. But indeed, as God's children now, as we find out that God has chosen us to receive the eternal glories of what he has prepared for us, the very idea that he is going to motion to us, and that in front of an entire universe, yes, we are going to be called to be his own. And look at what we get. You know, there, if you've ever have read any of the articles about how these showcase showdowns, or even now, if you win a grandfather clock or something like that. Now imagine this for a moment. You go all the way out to California to sit in that show. You are one of the people that is selected. You come up and you win a grandfather clock. Maybe nothing more than that. Well, okay, now what? Do you just plain somehow figure out some way to get that grandfather clock back to Florida? You've got to figure that out. And worse, you are not allowed to receive any of the prizes until on every item that is going to be yours that you're going to take, you pay taxes. And the California rate for taxes is pretty steep. I think you probably know that. They have something out there that we don't even have. Well, there are no such conditions. In fact, quite the opposite. When God says to us, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, oh boy, he's going to give us the kingdom. But before you can receive a kingdom, you have got to understand and recognize and learn about the king. I look at it this way. One day, not too long ago, I was on my way to work, and I think it's going to be the case most of this week, the storms were gathering earlier than they usually do. And in fact, I pulled out of my driveway, and the first thing I saw coming out of the driveway was the one half of a rainbow. I'll call it the right half of the rainbow, which is interesting. Okay, I'm seeing a rainbow. Well, then I turned around a corner, and there is the other side of the rainbow. And for the only time in my life, I'm asking myself the question, I see the rainbow, but where is the rain? It hadn't started yet. It didn't take long. And pretty soon I had to slow the van down. It was raining so hard. Yeah, I mean, there's never a rainbow without rain somewhere. I just had to drive into it. But still, in the same way, if we're going to see the kingdom of God, we are at some point have to see and know and understand the king. Now it says to us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Well, we've been told, properly so, that everything that we are to receive from God comes from him. The faith that he demands that you have, he supplies through the power of the Holy Spirit. But yet he does tell us to seek ye first his kingdom. And there's a reason for that. It's not that he's saying two different things. He is reminding us of something that is inside of everybody. You know, note for the record that the times when somebody is being baptized into the faith, when we have people, that something that used to be an extremely common occurrence here is not nearly so common anymore. And it's not that there's a shortage of people that need the blessings that baptism supplies. It's somehow that we have started looking in places for the kingdom of God and his righteousness where it isn't. There is one place we need to look, and that is where Jesus gave his life up for each of us. On the cross, where he forgave us our sins, where he was willing to turn death into life, where he was willing to wipe away whatever it was that would keep us from God's kingdom so that we can be a part of it. It is exciting what God gives to us, and yet there is this hunger inside of people that is asking for that, calling for it, demanding it, starving for it. And yet people are looking anywhere and everywhere, trying to find out why whatever it is they're trying to build a spiritual sustenance with, that they are just starving more and more. And it's because sometimes they're looking in every place, but the one place they are going to find it. Yes, as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, we are reminded of what God gives to us. As God gives us an entire kingdom, all of heaven, something more than all of the showcase showdowns that are combined, he also gives us something that we need the most. And that is a body, a heart, a soul, and a mind that is free from guilt, free from sorrow, free from the sins that have fettered us, that have held us back, that have kept us from seeing what God really is doing for us. But today is a good reminder that even as we're going to be taking a few moments to remind ourselves of the most important things, where that started, something that started for us so early that most of us have no recollection of it, and that is just fine. Because God is making us part of his family. You know, I made a short little message in the midst of my parents' 60th wedding anniversary this past week, when I keep hearing this over and over again. You know, you can pick your friends, you can pick this, you can pick that, but you can't pick your family. There's a reason for that. Because God has done the picking. And guess what? You can't choose your God either. Oh, maybe you can choose what you think of him. But God is the one that has placed us into the reality that we live in today. But a reality in which the door to the kingdom of heaven has forever been opened, where he reminds us how important you really are. The world would want to tell you how insignificant you are, or if you are significant, it's because you're being mean to this creation. You are the absolute enemy of anything that is good in this world. And that's not the case at all. God has placed you at the pinnacle of creation. He is the one to each one of us. He has given dominion over this entire world, where he said, fill the earth and subdue it. And he is the one that has reminded us that in the midst of a world that he has given to us as a blessing, where the blessings continue each and every day, he has also given to us an eternal world. A world that is only going to begin when our time in this world comes to an end, and it is going to happen. So as people worry about all of the wrong things, God points us to the right things. You know, we were talking about the Price is Right, and you know, one of the bad things about that is that, you know, it starts over the course of an hour show. They are going to call a grand total of 9 people who are going to have the opportunity to win some things. Six of them are going to make their way onto the stage to play a game. That means three of them, even that were called down, will not. Only two of those six will actually get to play for the Showcase Showdown. And by the way, if both of those people, given an opportunity to guess a price on their Showcase Showdown, go over the price of it, overestimate how much it's worth, the show ends with nobody receiving anything. Now, you can imagine, even if you're one of those people that wasn't called, you might be walking out of the studio that day and maybe you enjoyed the show, but it's like, well, it's disappointing. I didn't even get a chance to get up on stage. By the way, I'd have probably done better than such and such who was up on that stage. But still, the numbers just keep getting smaller and smaller because the earthly prizes seem to be just for very, very few. The heavenly prizes are not. The heavenly prizes are for everybody. The people that we know that are not a part of any kind of a church fellowship, the people that we know who are struggling in the walks of life and do not seem to know where to turn, the people that would love to have the opportunity to be told that they are important, that their life is meaningful, that somebody has a plan that is targeted directly at them and it includes good things. That's what being a part of the family of God is all about. That's what being a part of seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness is all about. And so, even as the day is going to come, when each one of us, one by one, is going to be called by name into the heavenly kingdom, we're going to take an opportunity now this morning for us to add somebody into that heavenly kingdom in the life that he's living right now. And so, for whatever family members wish to join him, as well as his sponsor, to over there, Aiden Ozzy Buseman, come on down. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. The Apostle Peter has written these words, baptism now saves you. The Word of God also teaches us that we are all conceived and born in sin and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless we are delivered from the things that have kept us from our living God. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And so receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as a child redeemed by Christ the crucified. I would now like to direct these comments to our sponsor, and I think most of you know our sponsor this morning, a very special individual who says this is the first time she's ever been asked to serve as a sponsor, and what an absolute blessing it is. You know, from ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for those who are being baptized. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed and taught in our church here. They are, obviously, whenever possible, to witness the baptism of those that they sponsor. But more importantly, even as they are to pray for them and support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, it is important that they be a part of the life and faith which God has given them, that they encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper, that at all times they are to be examples of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor that God has given us. And so, Sharon, is it your intention to serve Aiden as a sponsor in the Christian faith? If so, answer, I will with the help of God. May God enable you both to willing to do this loving and faithful work and with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do. Friends, at this time now, I ask you to turn to the baptismal confession of our Christian faith, which we are now going to make on behalf of Aiden this morning, and actually on behalf of all of us, as we remind ourselves of the blessings of baptism that each of us has received. Again, you may follow along on the screen as you will. And so, Aiden, and to everyone, do you this day acknowledge the gifts that God has given in holy baptism? I do acknowledge them. Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? I do renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the name that is above all names, Jesus Christ, God's only Son? Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And so, do you wish your son to be baptized into the Christian faith? If so, answer, I do. And may I have his full name for baptism? Okay, very good. Okay, Aiden. Come over here, Aiden. And what I'll have you do is, let's put your things in. That is perfect. Aiden Ozzie Buseman, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Aiden, would you take this down? Would you take this down? Pray ahead with it. Yeah, go ahead. Do you need to? Set it down when you're done. Okay. Good thing, thank you. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. And I share now this candle with Dad. Receive this burning light. May it always show that we have received Christ, who is the light of the world. May we be ever watchful for his coming, that we may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer, my friends. Almighty and most merciful God, we thank and praise you that you have graciously enlarged your family, that you have granted Aiden Ozzie Buseman the new birth and holy baptism, that you've made him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, that you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally with all your saints obtain the promised inheritance in heaven. As you have sent your own Son into this world as the child of the Virgin Mary, we thank you for the life of this child that has been entrusted now into the care of this congregation. Bless all parents. Let them always rejoice in the gift that you give to them. Enable them to be teachers and examples of righteousness for their children. Strengthen each of them and all of us in our own baptisms, that we may share eternally with our children the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so then, my friends, we turn to what is on the final thing here as we conclude our baptismal order. And I'm going to ask you now to turn and face the people and all of us here. In holy baptism, God has made you, Aiden Buseman, a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. So we receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. And you, Aiden, may the Lord bless you in all your ways from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. You can blow that candle out now. And you guys can return to your seats. Thank you very much. And thank you again. And now that we have given away our showcase showdown for this week, I guess one can almost say that we need to replenish in some very special ways. So at this time we receive our offerings. We have received word that the Lord has also called to himself the soul of one of our former members, Jarnell Klee, who was taken from this life this past week. There's going to be a funeral at Hope Lutheran Church in Hudson this coming Friday on her behalf. Once again, our former member, Jarnell Klee. So as we note the prayer response that is up on the screen, let us lift up our hearts on behalf of the whole people of God in Christ Jesus. Excuse me. And for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, eternal Lord and creator of all things, as our light and salvation, you are all that we need, and you give us all that we need. You have promised to us the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and so we come before you, confident that whatever requests we make, they're going to be granted for the sake of Jesus. Bless us always with that sincere faith, that trust in him, and all he has done for us and continues to do as he brings our prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Keep us always in your fatherly care in this world, a world that has been ruined by sin, but is being transformed through each of us in the faith that you have allowed us to shine a new light into this world. Guard us, though, in all times of danger. Protect us in every peril. Keep us safe by your grace, that we may never lose our faith or lose the direction of where our true reward is. Help us to grow in faith and spiritual understanding as long as we live. And when death approaches, make us strong in your sure promises, finally giving us the joy of your eternal presence in which we have received the fullness of the kingdom and his King, Lord, in your mercy. Fill your church with your grace and power, so that the light of your truth may shine throughout the world. May all people know your will, and all people rejoice in your salvation. Equip us to be Christ-like in mercy and love, and true leaders amongst your people. Give all Christians true joy as they serve both you and one another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Reveal your power to all lands and nations. Remind people everywhere that you are the Lord of all history, that you judge the leaders of the nations, and that you have the power to break bows, shatter spears, and destroy all human might. Grant that all people may turn to you and follow your truth. Bless those who are serving in government. We pray on behalf of President Trump, Governor DeSantis, and all who serve in the legislative and judicial branches, as well as those who serve as first responders and the members of our military. Be with each of them in their times of trouble, sorrow, or loneliness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Make your face to shine on all who are suffering sickness, sorrow, the weariness of hard work, separation from loved ones, uncertainty about the future, broken relationships, or any other burden, and give them your rich blessings. In addition to the people that we have named before you this morning, we now lift up before you someone in our own lives that is in need of the special help and comfort that you give, that we name before you in a moment of silence. Teach them to place all their worries on you and assure them of your infinite understanding and loving care. For we bring these prayers before you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who together with you and the Holy Spirit is the one God to be praised forever and ever. Amen. And on page 8 is our closing prayer. It is Luther's morning prayer. We pray together. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
So go out into the world in peace, have courage, hold to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the suffering, honor all people. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit, and may the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you.
Amen.
A reminder once again, we're meeting for brunch. Whoever of you wish to go, again, even if you hadn't planned on, we hope you can join us. Beef O'Brady's just on the other side of the bridge there on Main Street, a short distance here from church. We hope you'll be with us. In the meantime, my friends, go in peace and serve the Lord.